Reish Chav Hei. So we spent time talking about this Seichel Torah concept.
How long? How many days after?
Okay. So now he says.
How long?
It's talk of Aliyah but the Gzula. Above speak was Hayyidun. You know, he saw us the Seichel Torah Shulamalim and Seichel Tivi. Okay. So we're going to go up and we're going to have a tzlocha to get a glimpse of the change our thought process into the Seichel Torah process. Kelaskola Ativis, Echazam is Batim, Shi Aliyah, Gedola, Gedula, Batzlocha Lakis. Chazal Shosh over here, it's called Slach, it's called Hatzlocha, it's called that. Erlen Gedula, right? So we all use the shinas, which are that it's you're getting something beyond just the regular seichel. Seichel dak mitzach, avon regosha dak mechada, zoy dak mitzachidun, and the shinas and madregas in your looking. So the first step in this process, if a person is truly seeking out to understand, Russian will give us a siyata neshmaya of understanding, how to get giving us the introduction into the thought process of how to think. Zagdu Shtetanoi. But Yachol, I feel Shalishma, Advarem. Yachol, I feel Higgins Daitoi, Anvitzen. So there's two things which are going to prevent this process of your Seichel becoming Seichel Torah, Shalishma, and Balkai. Advarem is Hanalishma. Advarem means you're seeking the Emes, the Shema. Okay. We did very Gemara Bekan Ryle did very Rosh Ben Zarb Sam Beza Ben Al Shekrach Ben Veloshe Paisa Kamoisa Shal Shema Batara He the Shem Tara. So Nevi Nechaim quotes the Rosh in Nadorim and Daf Sam Beis. He says like this: I say the word Moshe Paulon, but the very Heavenly Shema. So Zok the Rosh. I say the word Moshe Paulon. You should do mitzvahs the Shem, the one who was part of the mitzvah, the one who created the mitzvah. You should do mitzvahs the Shem Shema. So what does that mean? It means you should learn Torah L'shem Shemayim. So then that's already included in Seder Rosh Hashem Paul. And if it means you should learn Torah like that, so say it. I say the word, well, I made the Torah L'shem Paul. So what's the Dabraham L'shmon mean? So Dabraham L'shmon has to mean something other than I say the word L'shem Paul. So what does it mean? It means L'shem HaTorah. Now L'shem Shemayim. So some people understand that you learn Torah L'shmon. You learn Torah with holy kavanas of the Russian told you to. That's Lishma. Like you talk about Mitzvah Lishma, there's Torah Lishma, means the same thing. The Russian says that's wrong. The more is saying that the Lishma of Mitzvah and Lishma of Torah are two different things. Lishma of Mitzvah is the Shem Shemayim. Lishma of Torah is the Shem HaTorah. That's the Nevi Chaim quotes. Okay. So what does it mean, the Shem HaTorah? It means I am truly motivated to seek out what the Torah says. I need to know the emes of the Torah. So I'm going to discuss Torah with the goal of getting the words of the Torah. I want to discuss it to acquire the true understanding of what the Torah is saying. So that's this Gemara over here. It has to be other emes. So I think I told you over from Rissalantu. Rissalantu says that there's two steps in the process of the Shema and learning Torah. The first step is the process of Rizka D'Raisa. Let's say I learn a Gemara. I think the Pshat is X. You tell me no, the Pshat is Y. So I say, okay, whatever, not so important. What do you mean that's important? I need to know what the word really means. Does it mean X or Y? So I'm saying that's so important. I get your opinion, my opinion, and that's it. I'm not seeking out the emes of the Torah. So I say, so I tell him it can't be Y because I have a kash. So he says, well, I'll give you a teretz. He says, but it can't be X. I have a kash. I give him a teretz. What happens when you do that? So you clarify your point that your understanding of X is no longer exactly X. it's X with modifications, because you have to modify it to answer the questions. And the more risk of the raisa, the more modifications are necessary to get to make it really, really fit into everything that the Torah says. So you're really clarifying the Torah by doing this. So the argument is a source of clarity in the Torah, of finding the emes of the Torah. So Russia made our nations that we were contentious. So Jews, the Maral says, when one Jew says A, other Jew says B. Why the Russia make us like that? Because that's exactly what will facilitate this process. You know, I have this aura that, you know, there's this idea where they have in South Korea about, you know, learning Gemara, because they see that the Jews are so much Leah. It's from learning, somebody told them to learn Gemara. So they're learning Gemara. It's never going to work until you train the Koreans to be contentious. So the instructor says, this is what the Gemara means. Everybody says, yes! That doesn't help. That's the whole point, is that over here, the Rebbe says to the Gemara, says, Rebbe, what about that Gemara? Scream, yell, fight, back and forth. That's the whole point. Right? So, until you now, so there's a lot, okay, now, but my goal really is the Emerson Torah, not my own ego. So after going back and forth multiple times, and clarifying and modifying and restating and limiting and qualifying, I realized that my pshat is wrong and his pshat is right. And his pshat, his redefined pshat, retooled pshat is the right pshat. So I think, Kabbalah, now I don't pshat the Gemara. There's no ego involved. Because my goal wasn't me, my goal was the Shema Torah. If my goal was, I can't say I'm so happy that we have Pshat and Gemara right now, it means it wasn't the Shema Torah, it was the Shema Ego. So I have no right to give in, not because I have ego, but because I need to know the Emes. Until we clarify as best as possible. Then I have a Chiyuv to give in and say, well, Gavaldik, Baruch Hashem, because it wasn't about me. That's the challenge. So, my goal here is not, is that we need to know what it really says. That's what Lishma means.
We have so many opinions.
Let's finish the parrot. Bikan Gam Rila refresh the Dibri Salat. Halimah Shayikar Limud, who are Limud of Kharifis Hadas. It's a sharpness. Kalechu Maxik Bechol Oiz Surasa. Halishma, he shkidas a ruach, im kedavor, im kedibra kavera, li or shava beno. But whatever it ends up being, whoever's right, is fine. Because it's not about me. So, yeah, there are multiple opinions, right? So, after everything is said and done, there's two ways to learn a Gemara, right? But usually, within a Chavrusa Shav, that's not relevant. Yeah, the Ramban has his Shav.
You're trying to understand the Rashi. What does Rashi say?
So, we need to work out exactly what Rashi says. Okay, now we're working out exactly what Tosis says. Where's the Kudu Rashi and Tosis are? I'm not going to decide between Rashi and Tosis, but we need to work out exactly what is the point of the argument. Well, there's four suggestions what the point of the argument is. Right? So let's see if we can work that out as best as possible.
And that's only one sheet in the Gemara that has five different sheetos.
Right, but that's as far as we're able to go with our matrix. I'm not going to be between Rashi and Tosis. I might have to decide how to paskin. Right? I have to work that out too. Right? So that's also an element of Dvar Emes. But within the conversation, the average conversation between two Chavrusas, that's not an issue. That's not the issue that we're working on. The point that we're trying to work out Dvar Emes is Rashi is Emes of Torah. This is also Emes of Torah. But what is the Emes that Rashi said? I need to work that out. Well, I think Rashi's saying A. Rashi's saying B. So now we're back to our problem. What does Rashi say? Well, the two ways learn Rashi. So I got to try and work that out as best as I can. So you know, the Pesach, there's one way to tell somebody the other. That's one of them. I'm trying to learn Rashi and see what works out. best as I can. When the Pnei Yeshua becomes the Sefer that I'm learning, the same thing. Right. I was this ball of animals sometimes would bring in to shear like a Nachas Moshe, and then sit there and discuss back and forth with the Nachas Moshe. The Nachas Moshe is a contemporary person, he's not alive anymore. But Shaita, the Nachas Moshe was alive.
Can't wait for Gideon.
What?
Can't wait for Gideon. He's the Nachas Moshe.
Right. So, but the point was, he was training them that when you're learning, whatever you're learning, you need to work it out as best as you can. Now, is he the word of God from Sinai? Maybe he's wrong. Okay, we'll see. That's a possibility also. But it's, the idea that we can have two opinions how to learn enough is Moshe. And one step that's like two opinions of what Rabbi Reingold said. Like, you know, ask Rabbi Reingold what he meant. But theoretically that's true. But the point is, the training process is this idea of we need to work through as best as possible, to think through all of the different rayas. It means A, it means B, work them out, come to clarity. This is part of the process of Seichel Torah. There's this driving desire to get to the Emes, which is there in the Sukkah. That's one of the challenges of Daf Yomi. Or Daf Hashavua. Anytime you're putting a time frame on something, you're compromising on this to some extent. And that's a problem. Because this is a description of how Chazal are still learning Torah. Test is we're saying we're willing to compromise it because that we should learn anything. And if we don't have a time frame, we end up getting sidetracked and then just getting discouraged and then just not learning anything. So we're going to the same way we daven on a clock, which is ridiculous to daven on a clock. But if we don't daven on a clock, we're not going to have minyan at all. So we learn on a cycle, even though that's ridiculous. Right? But we need to understand that this is a tremendous bidyev. Just out of all the bidyev out there, it's the better bidyev.